Live today from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University, welcome in Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Big Joe Dubin is alongside for the entire show today. You're going
to
hang out.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here today. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because you are now the new color analyst for the Blue Raiders.
Thank you very much.
For the
much,
Blue Raiders Radio Network. You're going to work with Chip Walters.
I'm excited for the opportunity, and there are a lot of people to thank, including our first guest this morning, for making this happen.
Yes, Chris Massaro, the athletic director at Middle Tennessee State University, is kicking things off with us. Chris, what's up? Good to see you.
I feel like the luckiest man in the world because we got Joe Dubin doing our color, and you guys are here. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
It's fun to be here and see all the construction. We'll get to some business in a second, but to get to the construction that we have here at Floyd State, I walked through the stadium because I wasn't quite sure where. Well, I knew where to go. I didn't listen to Mark, and then I just walked through the stadium. But to see the construction of this huge facility that you're going to be building, I know is really exciting for the future of Blue Raider athletics.
Yeah, and it's nice to be out here and hearing kind of the rumble of the trucks and the construction yeah. and the drills, and it just smells like victory. It sounds like victory to me, you know. And so we're excited. You know, it's a $66 million building that we've begun construction on. And it's really going to transform our entire athletics department. So the first floor will feature the Kevin Byard strength and conditioning room, and it'll be great. It's going to be the best weight room in the group of five. And then beyond that, and that's for all student-athletes, and then we have training room for all student-athletes. And then the equipment room and a football locker room will be on the first floor. The second floor will be all football operations. So all the meeting rooms and auditoriums and coaches' offices and all those kind of things will be there. Then the third floor will be a club level for our fans and just add some amenities to it. So it's gonna change the view of our entire campus. It's going to change the view of our corner, both inside the stadium and outside the stadium. And it's the first phase of a $100 million project. And so when we move football out of the Murphy Center, now what we're raising money for is Murphy Center improvements. And we've done a good job with it, so hopefully we'll be able to hire an architect here this fall and start those projects.
Chase
as well.
And I could do that. We could put together some plans.
I would like to see that, yeah. I'll be very interested.
Stick figure rendering.
There's a bouncy house.
Joe, you're famous for your stick figures. That would be good. Yeah.
I could do that. We talked yesterday. You're coming off a fantastic athletic year.
We are.
For MTSU in all sports, mostly all the sports.
Yeah.
Tennis.
And we had 9 teams beat top 25 teams this year.
Wow.
We had 2 teams that were in the top 25 with our men's tennis and women's basketball programs. You know, football started it all off by winning at Miami. And, Joe, I had the pleasure of sitting right by you.
That was great.
During that game. And it was a fantastic game. And that started the whole ball rolling that women's basketball beats Louisville. Men's basketball beats Florida Atlantic, and men's tennis had a couple of wins. And it kind of ends with softball making the NCAA regional.
Oh, so close.
And, man, they go to Alabama and beat Alabama and have to beat Alabama one more time to go to the super regional. And we got beat 1-0 on a home run in the next to the last inning. So it was so close. And so it just – buoyed the whole department. So we've got the softball team all talking to Coach Stock on how to go to Alabama and win.
Yeah. 24 days.
Yeah, I know. That's how things are going to kick off. But all this is a long time coming. But, you know, speaking of long time, our two entities, our station group, Cromwell Media and MTSU, have had a long relationship. And I'm excited to announce we're going to continue that relationship. As you all will have everything from men's basketball and football on 93.3 Classic Hits starting this season.
Yeah, we're excited about that because I think it's important for our fans to know where our games are.
Yes.
And so whether it's football or basketball, kind of like 93.3 is our station, you know. And then here in Murfreesboro, 95.1 is our station. And so no matter whether it's men's basketball or football, you'll always be able to hear the Blue Raiders on that there's no bouncing back and forth. We appreciate our partnership with 102.5, you know, and being on that station. But sometimes if the Predators were playing or there's some sort of conflict, we'd go to another station. And so our fans kind of had to search or pay attention to where we are. So now we can say no matter what, we're on this station. So, Chase, we appreciate your hard work on that, making this happen for us. It's been a great partnership for us it's been over a decade that we've done this, and so we're excited about it. We think it's a good partnership. We like the people that we're involved with. To me, life's getting a little too short. I want to be with people that believe in us and are fun to work with and those kind of things. And Cromwell has done that, and so we're excited to be partnered with them yet again.
Yeah, so starting here in a few weeks when MTSU heads to T-Town, to Tuscaloosa, you can hear that on 93.3 Classic Hits with Chip Walters and Big Joe on
Bring
the go.
It, yeah. So, I mean, Chase and I are both alumni of the school, so to see the progress, what's going on here, I mean, I've been gone now for 26 years, and I think Chase, you graduated in
12. 12.
So young.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
But it's good, though, Chris, because of we love Coach Stock. We think the world of you. And just Coach Insel. I mean, I can go down the line with these coaches up here, but to see the progress in this athletic world with MTSU is pretty cool.
Yeah, we're excited. I think we're in a – as you mentioned, Joe, we had one of the best seasons we've ever had. We finished first in the Learfield Cup in our conference. We were 96 or 97 overall in the country, so we've got one of the best all-around programs out there, and that's always our goal is to be that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be a one-trick pony, all those kind of things. Obviously, football is important, but so are the other sports. So if we're going to sponsor something, let's sponsor it to win.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's funny. We go back to the Miami game down there when you guys beat Miami. I'll never forget Miami fans turning on each other in the stands. I'll never forget that because Middle just laid the wood to him, and watching Miami fans melt down that day was something. And you're right in front of me. I'll never forget.
Yeah, I won't either. And I had a lot of fun with you. You know, and we led that thing from start to finish.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do, and so, you know, there's that little voice in the back of your head kind of going, when will the shoe drop, you know, how long will this last? And then the realization kind of – I think everybody had the realization about the same time we're going to win this game. And that's when the Miami fans turned on each other. And I didn't notice it as much as you because I was too busy high-fiving Joe Dubin. So
it was great.
Was fun.
I mean, I feel like a win like that is, and I'll ask Coach Stock this too, it's kind of like your kids. You love them all equally, but like, do you have rankings for some of the wins that have happened since you've been here of like where they rank in history?
Yeah.
I do.
I look at that as maybe the biggest one.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great moments. And it's sad, but sometimes you remember the losses more than the wins, you know, and it's because they hang with you longer because the win, you almost have to move on. I mean, it's like, okay, we did it. Now we got to play again next week.
Right.
You know, and so you don't have as much time to savor it. But, yeah, it's right up there. You know, Michigan State and the NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, that,
Minnesota
yes.
And the basketball tournament.
I still bring that up. I bring that up to Derek Mason every now and then just to remind him that happened.
Put him in his place there.
Because those jump to mind.
Yeah, we're talking to MTSU Athletic Director Chris Massaro. Now, you have to leave here shortly. You're going. There's a big thing ahead for you today, right?
There is. I'm going to Huntsville. We have a big announcement in Huntsville. That's going to be the home of the Conference USA basketball tournament, which we're thrilled about because we wanted to Frisco, Texas did a great job with it. The Dallas Cowboys facility was fantastic, but we wanted it closer to us, and so Huntsville was interested in it. They got the bid. It's close to us in Jacksonville State, Western Kentucky, Kennesaw State, so it's really a good thing for us. So we've got a big announcement where we're going to announce a women's basketball game here at noon that's going to be there in December, and we hope our fans and other fans get excited about it. But what it does for us, not only has a we have a competitive advantage on our women's basketball because they'll have seen that court and played in in a big game.
Hold on. Big announcement. Can you let us know? We have to wait.
He's making his way. Yeah, I got to make you wait. I'm not giving you enough.
That's a tease, Joe.
Now, if you had Rick Ensel on here, it'd probably be spilled out.
But he's been known to talk.
He has. He's kind of let the bag out a little bit. But we're excited about it. I just think that those three games in March are the most important games that we'll play, both on the men's and women's side.
Sure.
So that tournament's really important to us.
Road trip for the show.
For the Blue Raiders. And it'll be on our season ticket package as well.
Nice.
Oh, very cool. It's obviously an exciting time here. We're excited about 93.3 Classic Hits being the home of football and men's basketball. But it's also a weird time in college athletics. So as an AD, how much are you paying attention to some of this realignment, even though Conference USA seems to be in a very good spot right now?
Yeah, I don't sleep much because I'm checking Twitter and finding out what's going on. And so you got to track it, you know, and it makes – personally, it makes me very sad. Sad on multiple reasons is that the national championship isn't who has the biggest TV contract. And I think that we're chasing the wrong things. And we've lost our values a little bit as a industry. When I first was named AD, you know, way back when, I got a phone call from Lee Fowler to congratulate me. And he was at NC State at the time. And he says, hey, you know, there's only 120 FBS ADs. So we try to all look out for each other. We're like the U.S. Senate. You know, we got 20 more than the Senate does. But we try to look out for each other and not hang anybody out to dry. And I kind of remembered that, and now all that collegiality is lost. I've always felt like I have a duty to Middle Tennessee, and I know that's my primary responsibility. And I spend 24/7 thinking about this place. But also I think I have even a greater responsibility in my position to be guardians of the game. And I don't think that – I think we've lost that. I don't think that people – in my position and above my position are taking the role of being a guardian of the game as seriously as I'd want them to, because I don't like what's happened. I think it's bad for everybody overall. It makes me very sad that the Pac-12 might no longer exist.
I know.
You know, and all the memories and history of that it's just I don't like the direction. I just hope we find our values somewhere that we start thinking about the game.
There's no end in sight. I mean, it's got to be frustrating for you because this is what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's a continuing evolution, and I think there will be a great consolidation of 30 to 40. I mean, that's been kind of inevitable all along. And then for us, I think to be in that second of schools,
right?
That's the place to be, you know, and we can still emphasize the college education. We can still emphasize values. Let those schools be like the NFL, and then we can be like the collegiate model. And so that's where I think we need to be. That's the facilities and stuff. I think we've got a great chance with the improvements we're making to be in that group.
Could you foresee – I've brought this up a few times with all of this – that there could be a super conference champion in football, and I'm just talking football. In football, that's whatever, and then there could be another champion. It almost becomes like high school where there's different classifications. Yeah. Could you see it going that way?
I hope not. I hope we don't end up with six championships or whatever. That I like the CFP right now, you know, and it was set up that six conference champions were guaranteed a berth. And so that was the Power Five, realistically, not guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then maybe one group of five. So we had access. And so I just want, in all these changes, that we still have access, that the best champion out of our group has a chance to compete for a national title. Because if you start separating championships, I think you water them down. And then you don't get that Michigan State versus Middle Tennessee.
Right.
Right.
You know, and those kind of things. You don't get Tulane beating Southern Cal in the Cotton Bowl last year and those kind of things.
Yes.
So I think people are undervaluing kind of how good some of these teams are at our level. And the fact that in a one-game shootout, go in there and let's fire the pistols, man.
Love it.
Let's go for it.
Love
it. You know, and get in the tournament.
He is Chris Massaro, athletic director at Middle Tennessee State University. We're excited. You can hear football and men's basketball on 93.3 Classic Hits. That is the home of the Blue Raiders in Nashville. Chris, good luck today with the announcement.
Thanks.
And good to see you. We'll see you again soon.
Man, thank you guys so much for being out here. We appreciate
it. We love it.
It's going to be great for our players, too, when they come out to practice and see these tents and see you guys out here as well. So
thank you.
Love it. You'll be seeing a lot more of me, Chris.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Our fans are excited, too.
Yes.
Good thing or a bad thing. No, it's a great thing. We'll talk to Coach Stockstill here in just a little bit. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin live today at MTSU 102.5, 106.3 The Game.